Zag dat zijn paragraaf met zijn alle kosten hoe jaad de loos zomer. Any part of a food that is a handle for the food, but it's not a shomer, it doesn't protect the food. For example, the stem of a fruit is a handle for the fruit. You'd hold on to the stem when you eat the fruit. Or a bone that has some meat on one end of the bone, that bone would be a yad, a handle to the meat. And you'd hold on to the bone when you eat the meat. The dinner that handle would be mitame umitame, below mit start. When the food becomes tame, the handle becomes tame with it, the stem or the bone would become tame along with the food. And so too, if the handle becomes tame, the food would become tame along with the handle. As since the handle is needed for the food, Chachamim learn out from the pasuk that the handle becomes tame along with the food, and vice versa. But the handle would not combine with the food, meaning to say that the minimum size for food to be mitame something else is the size of a be'ah, an egg. And if the food is less than the size of a be'ah, but together with the yad, with the handle, it is the size of a be'ah, it would not combine to be a bear, to be mitame something else, that even though together with the yad, it is the size of a bear, since the food is less than a bear, it cannot be mitame something else. Shomer afal pi she'eino yad. Something which is a shomer to the food, even though it's not a yad to the food, something that protects the food, such as the peel of a fruit, that's considered a shomer to the fruit. The din of a shomer is mitame u mitame u mitstar. A shomer of a food would become tame along with the food. If the food becomes tame, the shomer becomes tame along with it. And if the shomer becomes tame, the food would become tame along with the shomer. And not only that, but the shomer would combine with the food. If the food is less than the size of an egg, but together with the shomer, it is the size of an egg, then they would combine to be the size of an egg and to be mitame something else. This also Chazal learned out from the pasuk that the shomer of a food becomes tame along with the food, and it's also mitstar, but also combined with the food for the size of a bear to be mitame other things. Lo shomer, but lo yak. Lo mitame, below mitame. But a part of the food that is not a shomer of the food, nor is it a yad of the food, such a thing would not become tame along with the food. If the food would become tame, it would not become tame with it. And if it would become tame, the food would not become tame along with it. And since it's not a yad, nor is it a shomer, it's not a handle for the food, nor does it protect the food, it's not considered part of the food. It's considered something separate from the food, it would not become tame along with the food.
The roots of garlic, onions, and leek, when the roots are moist, they are considered a shomer, a protection to the food, and therefore would combine with the food for a bear to be mitame tumas ochlin. If the food is less than a bear, but together with the shomer, it is a bear, that would be enough to be mitame tumas ochlin. As the food has to be at least the size of a bear to be mitame tumas ochlin, and in this case, even though the food is less than a bear, since together with the shomer, it is the size of a bear, it would be mitame tumas ochlin. Va'pitma shalahem ben lacha ben yuvashim. And say to the stem on the bottom of these vegetables, whether the stem is moist or dry, is also considered a shomer, and therefore would combine with the food for a bear to be mitame tumas ochlin. Va'amishu mechuvin keneged ha'ochlin. So to the central stem that is next to the food is also considered a shomer. Shrashe achazar va'tzonim. Va'anafos divrei Rabbi Meir, the root of horseradish. A long radish and a round radish, according to Rabbi Meir, are also considered a shomer. Rabbi Huda Omer, Sherit Sonen Gadol Mistare, Vasiv Shalom Eina Mistar. Rabbi Huda says the large root of a radish would combine with the radish for a bear to be mitame tumas ochlin. But the long thin roots do not combine with the radish, as those long thin roots are not considered a shomer, according to Rabbi Huda. Shoshe Amisna Vapigam, the roots of a met, or the roots of a pigam, which is called a root. The Yarko's Sada, the Yarko's Ginesh, Akron, the Shuffle. And the roots of wild vegetables, or garden vegetables, they uprooted these vegetables to plant them elsewhere. And since you want to plant them elsewhere, you need the root, so the root is considered a shomer. As Shadra, Shashibah, in the spot, the stalk of wheat, Balabushala, and the membrane that covers the seed of the wheat. All these things are considered a shomer. Probably the other, I'm out by six shovel to stuff us. Probably the other said, so too the dust that gets stuck to the top of the vegetable are also considered a shomer, that does protect the vegetable. All these things mentioned in the Mishnah are considered a shomer, and therefore they would become tame along with the eichel. If the eichel becomes tame, the shomer becomes tame along with it, and so too, they would be mitame the eichel, meaning to say, if the shomer becomes tame, the eichel becomes tame along with the shomer, and the shomer would also be mitstarf with the eichel to make up the size of an egg, to be mitame too much.